This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. The new New Mexico Philharmonic has its home base at Popejoy Hall. But this spring, the orchestra is bringing its music to Albuquerque neighborhoods. On April 14th, the Philharmonic will be at Congregation Albert on Louisiana Northeast. And this Saturday afternoon, they perform at the Central United Methodist Church near the UNM campus. Leading Saturday's program of Bach, Boccherini, and Beethoven is our guest this morning, the New Mexico Philharmonic's trombonist and conductor, Byron Harrington. Byron, welcome.
Thank you.
Great to have you back.
Thanks for having me.
What was the impulse behind these neighborhood concerts?
I think it started really with the idea of reaching out and playing at different venues in the community. Marianne Tanau, our executive director, started talking to people in the community, and in his visits at various locations, talked with Jerry Ewing Foster at Central United Methodist Church, and he's been visiting with a lot of people, and put together a little partnership to do a concert there. And so the centerpiece, at least in their discussions, was the Bach, Wachet auf uns die Stimme, the cantata number 140, with their church choir.
Right.
And this being, the season before Easter, Advent. And so it was like kind of a perfect pairing, and then just putting together the rest of the program with that.
Using the Bach as the basis.
Yeah, I think so.
For the program.
Right. Yeah.
And one of the ideas of the neighborhood concerts is also to engage local artists.
Yes.
For instance, this chorus.
Right, the Central United Methodist Church chorus. The two soloists are graduate students at UNM, Javier Gonzalez, tenor, and soprano Kimberly Robinson. In addition, we have David Sheps, who's the professor of cello at UNM and a longtime member of the orchestra here, performing this Boccherini B-flat cello concerto, and then pairing the Beethoven symphony with it. And it's really an amazing piece. It's Richard Wagner called it the apotheosis of the dance. And
we don't always think of Beethoven in terms of dance, but this is really a great piece of his for that description.
Right. And of course, all the symphonies, the string quartets, have dance movements. Dances of the time were incorporated into these sonatas and string quartets, and of course the symphonies. And this one in particular, because all four movements show so much liveliness, I'd say, even though the second movement's in minor, and it almost starts out as a funeral march. Dum, bum, 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 bum. But it takes you on such a wonderful journey that you're not really at a funeral, or it's more like a celebration of life, even though it's a very moderate tempo. And then, of course, the other movements are all lively and gregarious. It's a really fitting piece, I think, for
right.
this time of year.
Yeah, terrific for the springtime.
Yes.
Well, it's a wonderful idea to bring the music out into the neighborhood venues. I appreciate the fact that you guys have done that.
Oh, absolutely. It's great to be able to play in different places in town, just to hear the orchestra in one place in a large hall where you're pretty far separated. At Central United Methodist Church, it's very close to a classical concert hall because it's a shoebox-shaped room with mm-hmm. great proportions. And it's a really wonderful sound in there. It's a great place to play. And I'm glad we're back in there. We used to play in there for a number of years, chamber orchestra concerts and things like that. And so it's really great to be back.
Byron Harrington leads the New Mexico Philharmonic in a neighborhood concert Saturday afternoon at 3 at Albuquerque's Central United Methodist Church, 201 University Northeast. On the program is music by Bach, Beethoven, and Boccherini. For tickets or for more information, go to nmphil.org or call 323-4349. Thank you so much for joining us, Byron.
Thank you for having me.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.